Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Discussions will begin today in Paris between the 175 negotiators who have gathered to tackle the subject of combating plastic pollution. The aim is to draw up a global treaty on plastic pollution. While production of plastic has doubled in the past 20 years, negotiations will continue until Friday. Rugby player Mohamed Hawass could be facing up to 3 years in prison when he appears in court in Montpellier tomorrow. The 29-year-old was taken into police custody yesterday after assaulting his wife in the street on Friday. Recep Erdogan has won the second round of votes in the presidential elections in Turkey. The 69-year-old outgoing president, who has been in power for 20 years, took 52% of the vote. His opponent, Kılıçdaroğlu, only took 47.91%. Kılıçdaroğlu said he was sad at the prospect of the difficulties that await the country. In Ukraine, the military authorities are reporting that Kyiv was hit again last night by drones and missiles, less than 24 hours after suffering its largest drone attack since the start of the war. The mayor of Kyiv says the city's air defences destroyed more than 40 drones. And finally to rugby and the last day of top 14. Lyon has qualified for the final playoffs thanks to their win against Bayonne. The playoffs next weekend will see Stade Francais play Racing 92 and Lyon against Bordeaux. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.